Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 28th day of Sivan, Topshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Gittin, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Zayin. Person who gives a get to his wife and he says, Hare ze gitech, this is your get, evil abosim mikan al shlem shimem, if I don't come within 30 days. Voyeholech miyuda lagol, and he's going from Yehuda, the region of Yehuda, to the Galilee, to the Galil. The Gemara explains that he actually said two conditions. He said as follows. If I get to the Galil, the get's going to be applicable, effective, as soon as I get there. If I don't get to the Galil, then if I don't return within 30 days, that'll be a get. So if he gets the Galil, the get will be chal, it'll be effective immediately. If I don't get to the Galil and I don't come back within 30 days, that'll be another way the get will be effective. And he reached a city called Antipras, which is the north of Yehuda, just before getting into Gal. He didn't get into Gal, he got too close to the border. And he came back. And he came back within 30 days. So he didn't meet any of the conditions. Bottle to know. Well, the condition has not been met. The get is going to be null and void. He didn't get to the Galilee, and he returned back within 30 days. Similarly, says the Mishnah, if a person says to his wife, Harizeh gitech, this is your get. Imloy bosim mikan ad shloshim yoim, if I do not return within 30 days, v'hayoholech migalil Yehuda, and this time he's going from the Galil to Yehuda, opposite direction. So he made it, again, two conditions. If I get to Yehuda, the get will be effective immediately. If I don't get to Yehuda, then it'll be a get, only if I don't return within 30 days. And he made it to Osnai, which is still in the Galilee, but very close to Yehuda. And he came back within 30 days. Again, batel tanai. Both conditions have not been met, and therefore there's no get. Similarly, if he says, Harizeh gitech, this is your get. Im lebasim mikan ad shleshim yom, if I will not return and come from it until 30 days. And he was going and he was going overseas. So he made the get dependent upon reaching Dinasayam. When he gets there, it'll be effective immediately. And if I don't get there, then only if I don't return within 30 days, it's a get. Where did he reach? Vigila Akko. He reached Akko, which is on the border of Eretz Yisrael, but not Dinasayam. It's not overseas yet. It's not in the outside Israel yet. The Chazar. And he came back within 30 days. Once again, bottle tonight. His condition has been null and void. Because he didn't reach overseas, he didn't reach Medina Sayyam outside, and he did not also wait 30 days before coming back. Now, all these cases seem to be telling us the same halacha. So the reason that the Mishnah brings these three cases is to tell us the location of these three areas. That Antiphras still belongs to Yehuda. And therefore, his condition was not met. That Kfar Osnai, the village of Osnai, belongs to the Galil. And if he only got there, the condition wasn't met. That Akko is still considered Eretz Yisrael here for this purpose, it's not Medina Sayyam, even though as far as other halachas, bringing a get that you have to say things, it is like Chutz La'aretz. So that's why the Mishnah goes through all three cases again to tell you the location of these cities, where they were and what they considered and which region that they are belonging to. Harizeh gitech kolzman she'ever mikeneged panayich shloshim yom. What happens if a person says, this is your get, as if 30 days will pass that I don't see your face, then it'll be a get. Says the Mishnah, even if he's going to and fro, and then there is a possibility, maybe he came and he reconciled with his wife and nullified the get. Nevertheless, because he didn't actually, wasn't in seclusion with her, we're not worried about that. We're not worried about that he reconciled her. And if he fulfilled the condition and didn't see her for 30 days, Har is a get, we say it's a get. The Gemara adds one condition though. The Gemara says that at the time that he gave the get, the husband said, I'm giving it to you on condition that you will be believed if there's ever a an argument between us, and you say that I didn't appease you, and I didn't rebuttal the get. He has to give her that namonis. He has to give her that belief or that trust, because until he does that, if he doesn't give her that namonis, then we are worried that maybe the husband will come back, and he'll claim the get was not really a get. He'll say, oh, you saw me coming backwards and forwards into this suburb. You know, I appeased her and I reconciled with her and I made the get null and void. But he can't say it, or even if he does say it, it'll have no value if she's trusted to say no, that he didn't do it. Then the get will be a proper get. Mishnah Ches. The person who says to his wife, Harzeh Gitech, this will be your get. Im lo bosim mikan v'ad shnem asachodesh. If I don't come back here, within 12 months. If I don't come in within 12 months, then the get is a get, but he died within the 12 months. Now, when is the get effective? He didn't say the word ma'achshav. He didn't say this is your get from now. So therefore the implication is that the get will only be effective after 12 months. And therefore if he dies within 12 months, ain't a get, says the Mishnah. It's not going to be a get, because ein get lachamisa, dead men cannot give a get. It's not effective. And what's the implication? The implication is that if he had no children when he died, she will, and he has a brother that's alive, she will need yibum or chalitza. But if he says, continues the Mishnah, harizeh gitech me'achshav, this is your get from now, im lo bosim mikan v'ad shnem esrei chodesh, if I don't come back within the next 12 months, well, clearly, the get is meant to be effective retrospectively at the time he gave the get to her. Umeis b'shoich shnei mosar chedesh, and he died within 12 months. Then we say that even though he didn't intend in his condition that he's not going to come back because of dying, he didn't think of that. You don't normally think of that. How is a get? Nevertheless, it's a get. Why? Because he can't. He certainly can't come back within 12 months. He died. And the get was effective lamafreya, retrospectively, at the time when he gave the get to a hand. The Gemara has an interesting question. If he dies without any children, would she be allowed to be married to anybody straight away after he dies? Because he can't come. He can't fulfill the condition. Or do we say, no, she cannot get married until the 12 months is up, until the condition is filled and it is completed in its fullness? Because maybe, just maybe, the husband didn't care about the fact that he was going to die or not, and he really just intended that it should only be effective after 12 months. And because this is not clear, they paskin that one should be machmer, one should be stringent in this case, she should wait out the full 12 months, before she gets married, so that the whole conditions filled is completed before she gets married to someone. Again, we're talking about if there was no children, because if the father, husband has children, she can get married. If they have children already, she can get married to anybody. There's no problem of yibum at all.